FFmpeg turns 9.0, Pandoc turns 20, in a fight over open source dev tools. FFmpeg 9.0 arrived Tuesday, marking a new version of the foundational audio and video processing library that has touched virtually every piece of digital media consumed over the past two decades. The release brings improvements to codec support, filter graph performance, and hardware acceleration. FFmpeg's history includes licensing disputes and dramatic forks, yet it has continued shipping and improving, earning what might be described as an institutional status in the digital media ecosystem. Pandoc, the document format conversion tool started by John McFarlane in 2006 as a personal project, marked its 20th anniversary. McFarlane's anniversary post credited contributors extensively and reflected honestly on design decisions he would make differently in hindsight. The comment thread carried unusual warmth. Developers sharing dissertation workflows, documentation pipelines, and years of personal reliance on a tool that, as one commentator's framing had it, solved a real problem reliably over a long time horizon without trying to disrupt anything. The more contentious entry in this cluster was a post arguing that developer tools must be open source. The philosophical and practical argument runs as follows. Dev tools affect not just the developers who use them, but everything those developers build, making a proprietary tool with opaque behavior a risk not only for individual users, but for the entire downstream software supply chain. The strongest version in the comments centered on verifiability. Closed source code editors, build systems, or CI infrastructure leave developers unable to confirm what is actually being done with their code. Pushback was substantive. Several commenters noted that demanding full open source status ignores the economics of maintaining complex tools. Commercial models that sustain that maintenance often require proprietary components. Others drew a distinction between openness and trustworthiness. Open source code can still contain malicious or negligent behavior, and the audit bandwidth for most dev tools in the community is limited. Jane Street's Banzai UI library for OCaml, released openly, offered a live data point. The library drew 362 points and 148 comments, partly on the strength of its engineering. It uses incremental computation to recompute only changed UI components at fine granularity, and partly because OCaml UI tooling has historically been a pain point. The compile time guarantees available through OCaml's type system give Banzai architectural enforcement properties that a JavaScript framework can only approximate through developer discipline.